I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, also you should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
In the silence of our hearts or in spoken words, let us give thanks for the gift of this day and pray for the life of the world. Gracious God, as those who strive to follow Jesus in our living and to trust your power in our dying, we gather to reflect upon the life that ended on the cross. We recognize in ourselves the strength and weaknesses of Jesus' disciples. Although they loved him, they disappointed and failed him. And yet, gathering with these imperfect friends at this last meal, Jesus washed their feet in service and then extended the bread and cup to each. Jesus called them to love one another and invited them to share in his very life and in his acceptance of the road ahead. We are humbled honored, and inspired by the deep love Christ extended to the world, and we take seriously the calling to be the body of Christ today. Forgive us when we disappoint and fail you, and guide us back to a place of trust and faithful living. Grant us the vision to see the world as you see it, with love and compassion for each creature and all of your creation. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
It was on this night in which Jesus was betrayed that he gathered his disciples together in the upper room. And there, Jesus took bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he broke the bread. And he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat, all of you, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, and he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and drink, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you will in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Spirit upon these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be your hands and feet in this broken and hurting world. For all of the ways in which you bless us, we give you thanks and praise in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This bread is the gift of life. This cup is the cup of salvation. Take, eat, drink, and be grateful.
The festival of the unleavened bread, the Passover, was near. The chief priests and the scribes wanted to put Jesus to death, but they were afraid of the people.
When Judas was tempted by Satan, he went to the chief priests and conspired to betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He began to look for an opportunity to betray him when no crowd was present.
Then came the Passover, and the lamb had to be sacrificed.
"Peter, John, go prepare the Passover meal."
They asked, "Where will we eat?"
The guest room in that house. Prepare for us."
When the hour came, he took his place at the table.
"I have wanted to share this Passover with you before I go."
While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said,
"Take, eat, this is my body."
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
"Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood, poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
After the meal, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
"You will all desert me, for it is written."
"Even if everyone else deserts you, I won't."
"Peter, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times."
No, even if I have to die with you, I won't deny you."
And all of them said the same.
They went to a place called Gethsemane.
"Sit here while I pray."
He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated.
"I'm afraid. I do not want to die. Stay with me. Stay awake and keep watch."
And going a little farther, he prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
"Father, for you all things are possible. Yet, thy will be done, not mine. Are you sleeping? Enough! Get up! My betrayer is here.
While Jesus was still speaking, Judas arrived, with a crowd carrying swords and clubs. Judas gave them a sign.
The one that I kiss is the guilty one. Arrest him and take him away. Teacher!
And he kissed him. Quickly, he was arrested and taken away.
They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire.
Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. Then the high priest stood up and asked Jesus,
"Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"I am. You will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power."
"Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?"
All of them condemned him as deserving death. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by.
"You were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth."
"I don't know what you're talking about."
Then the rooster crowed.
"This man is one of them."
"I am not one of them."
"You are. You are Galilean."
"I don't know this man you're talking about."
At that moment, the rooster crowed for the second time, and Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him.
"The brother of his new heard twice will deny me three times."
And he broke down and wept.
In the morning, the chief priest held a meeting with the elders and the scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"Yes, that's true."
Now at the festival, Pilate would release one prisoner for them, anyone they asked for.
In the prison was a man, Barabbas, who had committed murder during the insurrection. The chief priests asked for the release of one prisoner, as was the custom.
"Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?"
But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Barabbas released instead.
"Well, then what will you have me do with this one you call the king of the Jews?"
"Crucify him!"
"Why? What has he done?"
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Then the soldiers led him to the courtyard of the palace, and they clothed him in a purple cloak and twisted some thorns into a crown, and they put it on him. And they began saluting him.
"All hail!
They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. And after mocking him, they stripped him of his purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And then they led him out to crucify him.
They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take.
It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews."
When it was about noon, darkness came over the whole land. Jesus cried aloud,
"Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly this man was God's son."
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, and Pilate ordered it to be given to him.
Nicodemus also came, bringing myrrh and aloes.
They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with spices in linen cloths. There was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in it there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid.
So there they laid Jesus, and then rolled a great stone across the door of the tomb.
Friends, thank you for being with us this evening for tonight's Maundy-Thursday service. And please connect with us for tomorrow's Good Friday prayer and meditation at 12 noon, and then on this Sunday for our Easter celebration at 11 a.m. And both of these worship services will be shown on the Facebook pages of Hollywood United Methodist Church and Harmony Toluca Lake. And now, may Jesus Christ, who for our sake became obedient unto death, even death on a cross, keep you and strengthen you this night and forever. Amen.